538 on 830 WCCO. Twins pregame coming your way at 6:30 this evening. Henry Lake will follow me here on WCCO. Lead you straight up to pregame, but we join Dan Hayes to talk a little bit Twins baseball. Dan, how you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Excellent. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and to talk baseball. We've also been talking, by the way, about Jason's son Sam has his graduation party this weekend. So I've been crowdsourcing ideas for gifts for young Samuel. Because you do the card and the cash, and that's easy, right? I mean, I can just do that, and the kid would probably love it, right?
Yeah,
but I thought, you know, if you could do something where maybe it would tweak Jason a little bit along the way, you know? So we had somebody that said, how about a T-shirt that says Drive Time with Dan Cook on WCCO Radio?
That's a good idea. I mean, like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure Sam would appreciate it, but it would accomplish my purposes.
Yeah, especially because it probably would impact Sam's ability to go to college. But, you know, like,
yeah,
that's okay.
That's okay. My favorite so far suggestion from the text line was to get him a hairbrush and have it personalized that says DeBrusha.
Okay, these are good ideas.
Right.
I have no good ideas. I'm not even going to.
You're not even going to try it?
I was going to come up with a practical idea when you're.
Oh, who wants practical? Why be practical?
Exactly.
There's no reason for that kind of nonsense. Let's talk a little Twins baseball. Not a good road trip for the club. Ended on a positive note, but that was not what they were looking for when they headed out on this road trip.
No, it wasn't. Played some close games. It's funny, except for the very first game, everyone was close. And the last one, obviously, which they won. But lost a couple of one-run games, one-run games, and then the rain out or rain-shortened game on Wednesday. Although, as someone on the elevator from the press corps mentioned, it's not rain-shortened. It was rain-lengthened by 3 hours.
That's true.
So, yeah, it was full of just what-ifs, like tiny little moments where, you know, we'd seen such strength out of the Twins earlier this year and saw them fail in clutch spots. The bullpen, you know, 2 days in a row in Houston didn't come through, and then the third day, Brock Stewart struggled. It was unlike them for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, it's weird because I thought they got some. This team is about vibes. This team is definitely about feeling up and down and getting on a roll. And they got a lot of those vibes back, I thought, in the last 2 days, especially the way Bailey Ober turned it around mid-start Wednesday. It was ugly the first couple innings.
Yep.
And then it got way better. It looked like old Bailey Ober, and they need that in the worst way. Chris Paddock was not very good yesterday, and yet he fought through it and retired 9 of the last 10 batters. And the offense just kept adding yesterday in absolutely crucial spots. The Ryan Jeffers double, the two-out, two-run double comes to mind. They were up 5-2. They had an easy chance to get one there and make it 6-2. And Brooks Lee, who's been on an absolute tear, struck out, swinging on a hideous pitch, trying to put the ball in play. And it looked like they might, you know, strand two in scoring position. And instead, Jeffers doubled. And they need those kind of moments. They've been missing those moments for a little bit. It's something they were doing last month. And I still think they're capable of it. The offense went into a rut for about 2 weeks here. And it started Kansas City, Cleveland at home.
Yeah.
So maybe it's actually more like 3 weeks now that I'm looking at the calendar. They had a brief little respite in Sacramento where they came out of it, but that's an easy park to hit in and a sort of a junior pitching staff.
I was
right now,
an easy team to hit off of too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it was encouraging to see them do that yesterday because Cincinnati is a good pitching staff. Cincinnati has done really well pitching all season and is a good team, but they needed some of those signs. They needed Matt Wallner to break out of his 0-for-20. Carlos Correa really turned it around, I think, starting Wednesday. He's walked three times and tripled his previous walk total for June. So, you know, you get those kinds of things going. When you're talking Buxton, Wallner, Correa, and Lewis, those are your four best hitters. And to not have Lewis in the lineup and have Correa struggling and Wallner struggling at one time, leaving it all to Buxton, that's a big, big load for one guy to try and carry a team. And to get two sort of feeling good as they come back for a hot, warm weekend at home, that's not a bad thing. They seem to see the ball well at Target Field. And these are tough teams coming up. I mean,
yeah.
Seattle pitch is great. And anytime the Molitor Cup is on.
Brewers are always tough. Brewers are always tough. You know there'll be a bunch of Brewer fans there as well. So you hit on a lot of things that I want to ask you about. First of all, you talk about, you know, leaving it on Byron Buxton. He has done everything you could possibly ask Byron Buxton to do and then some. I know the team's pushing him hard for an all-star berth. That seems to me like it should be something of a no-brainer, but you never know because of the roster limitations. But, I mean, is he entering and call me hyperbolic if you want, but is he entering the MVP discussion at some point here? Because he's doing everything.
Yeah, they need to win. They need to play better. But if he played like this and they kept him on the field and they were in the playoffs, absolutely he enters MVP discussion. Now, look, nobody's stealing it from Aaron Judge if the Yankees win.
That's sort of difficult.
You're sort of playing for second place, but there's no way that Byron can't be a top five guy if he is able to stay out there 120, 130 games. And look, 120, 130 games, that's a lot to ask for a guy that's only played 100 twice. But, you know, I know he's being smart and taking it day by day with that kind of stuff, and he's not trying to be big picture, and that's how it needs to be.
The number of times this year where he's made a spectacular catch and followed it with a home run, I think I've lost count at this point. It's just – it's crazy.
And there's so many things that he does.
Yes.
I mean, he's 12 for 12 stealing bases. He always takes that extra base. But I think the thing that's most impressive is – and since he came back from the concussion – he's had 72 plate appearances. He's struck out 12 times in that, and he's walked 9. He clearly has a better feel for what opposing pitchers are going to try to do to him and what he's doing extremely well. And laying off the ones that are not good for him and trusting that what the pitches that he does believe he can do damage on, that he will.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see that in his bat speeds there. It's just so fun to watch when he is going like this. And we've seen it at least a half dozen times where he is this good.
Yes.
And then it gets knocked off track by an injury.
Yep.
We didn't see it in 2023, and that was the second year in a row where he had the knee surgery, and you thought, is the knee ever going to be the same? Well, I'll tell you what, it is.
Seems to be working just fine.
It looks, I would not have expected him to look like this. And you just hope it keeps going. Because we always have to guard against the fact that injury happens to him. So
it certainly seems to. Speaking of keeping it going, you brought up Carlos Correa, and I imagine it's fascinating, given what I know about Carlos and how he interacts with the media, as somebody that's following this team day to day, to watch him struggle to open the season, then he finds something and gets red hot in May, then it goes away, and now it seems like maybe he's found something again. He's such a cerebral, intellectual player. It's got to be fascinating to follow that process that he's gone through this year.
Absolutely, because even like going back to when he was feeling the back thing in Sacramento and hearing him kind of work through the process and be like, oh, yeah, I knew that, you know, he could feel when he was slipping at the plate that it was his back and how it was being impacted. And knowing then by comparing with the flat ground in the cage and he didn't feel anything, just realizing how in touch he is, how dialed in, he's just a highly intelligent athlete. He knows himself so well. And so I could see, I guess, when you know yourself that well, if you're that much of a thinker, how you can get in your head when things are going wrong. And maybe that is what happens from time to time. But when he gets locked back in, it gets to be very entertaining. And, you know, we talked to him on Wednesday right before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that one walk in June. And this is a guy that walks 10% of the time. That's a stunning number for him to walk one time in like 13 games. And he said, look, I'm working on some things. I haven't been able to check my swings. I haven't controlled the strike zone. I'm getting there. And the thing that stood out was that he had convinced Rocco. Here he is in the middle of all his struggling. And he convinced Rocco to take like 15 swings off a tee in a cage. And Rocco did it. And it's like, wait, you're not so caught up that you're able to like enjoy. And he talks about that, enjoying the work, enjoying the process of fixing things. And so I think that, you know, that helps him solve these issues. And then you see it. And he's walked 3 times since. And he has got 3 singles and 6 at-bats since. And you know, Bobby Nightingale was the first to walk over there today. He said, so did you speak your walks into existence? And Carlos was like, you guys held me accountable. We should visit more often.
Well, hopefully he means it, right? That's great.
Oh, he does. He loves it. Hey, Carlos is a media savvy dude.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a fun ball player.
For sure. Last question. We're talking to Dan Hayes from The Athletic, talking about Twins baseball. You talked about Bailey Ober finding something. That's key. Joe Ryan's been fantastic for this club this year. They bragged about their pitching depth coming into the year. That's been absolutely tested, of course. Now you got Pablo on the injured list for a long time. Zebby's hurt. That depth is suddenly gone. Do they have enough pitching with what they have now, and what kind of room is there for them to make any kind of deal?
Yeah, I don't know about adding a pitcher as far as making a deal. I mean, it's just, I don't know that they want to give up the assets that it would cost to acquire. Last year, I think it would have cost them Luke Kuechel as the starting piece just to get Eric Fetty. And Eric Fetty's a good pitcher, but that's a high price.
For sure.
So I don't know if that room is there. That doesn't even take into account salary with the team up for sale, adding salary with the team up for sale. But, like, as far as they still have enough, Festa's talented. He's got to figure out how to get that second time through the lineup and succeed the way he did the first time through. There's going to be lumps. There's going to be growing pains there. Simeon Woods Richardson, we've seen him show it. And then he pitched great on Sunday. So I think it's there. Really what's key is getting six innings, five plus.
Because that was the thing with Sim, right, is he only went five innings?
Right. But I think it's key on the rest of the guys, on Paddock, on Ober, Ryan, being consistent for them.
Gotcha.
And giving them room to use the bullpen when these guys struggle in their outings. And that can keep the rotation, the whole staff healthy. So,
got it.
You know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Dan Hayes from The Athletic, talking Twins baseball. We appreciate it. You joining us every Friday. If you think any good grad party gifts for me, give me a text and let me know. Otherwise, I'm probably just going to go with the DeBrusha.
I like the DeBrusha.
I like the DeBrusha too. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your time.